Hello, I'm Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to Understanding Yourself. You are a miracle. You have within you incredible power and beauty. Your inner power and beauty give you the freedom to find success, peace, love, self-confidence, and the joy of aliveness. The moment that you awaken to this fact is the moment that you begin to experience the miracle. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. It doesn't matter your age, what you've done in the past, or your education. It is your birthright to experience life and its deepest satisfactions. Look within yourself. Within you are all the answers to all of your questions. You hold the key to the healing of any wound, past or present. Within you is the experience of love, peace, and joy. You can unlock the door to your own happiness. With guidance, you can awaken to what you already know deep within yourself. There are many guidelines and signs pointing the way for each of us. People, books, philosophies, religions, even conditions and events can tell us much about what we need to learn. Most of the time, we don't listen. But when we do, we have the opportunity to learn of the miracle that we are. You are powerful. You have the choice to use your power for the highest good for yourself and for others. You can realize and experience your power in more joyful ways than you are now. You can change your life in ways that will astound you. You are responsible for learning how to do this. There are some simple truths and natural laws about well-being that are essential to understand. These teachings will reveal these truths and laws. Once you know them, you can work with them, and you can make them work for you. You can learn to practice happiness and well-being based on these truths and natural laws. These teachings will also introduce processes that offer you the opportunity to change yourself. These processes can help you change your subconscious mind in ways that will automatically enrich and empower you. All you need to know is within you. You can know more joy, satisfaction, love, peace, happiness, success, and confidence. Each of us has a natural need to grow. Your opportunities for growth are endless. It's natural to grow at an accelerated rate and then enter a period of time where you absorb and put into practice what you've learned. This period, or plateau, allows you to take the time necessary to more deeply integrate your experience. After you have achieved this, the need for accelerated growth returns. Something within you begins to pull you toward your next plateau. Generally, this is when you experience discomfort. Perhaps you're in that place right now. Perhaps life has been difficult lately. If so, you're in a perfect place to learn more about the laws of happiness and personal power. You may be at your peak of learning right now. Often your peak for optimum learning happens when you are uncomfortable. When you are sick and tired of the discomfort, you are ready to learn. Life has a way of helping you get to that point. This teaching is a guide to help you experience a life of greater well-being and happiness. It is based on the wisdom that is already within you, waiting to be remembered. As you discover this teaching, reach within yourself and listen. You are a living testimony to what you believe, what you do, what you feel, what you think, how you react, the choices you make, and how you experience your relationships are influenced by your beliefs. There is very little outside of yourself that can determine your well-being. Your well-being is determined by what you believe to be true. What you experience is a reflection of what you believe about yourself, others, and the nature of reality. I am what I think I am. It matters little what others think of you. It matters a great deal what you think of yourself. If what you believe about yourself is loving and supportive, you will have experience that is loving and supportive. If what you believe about yourself is fearful and judgmental, you will have experience that is fearful and judgmental. What you experience is a reflection of and a direct result of your beliefs about yourself. Others will treat me as I believe they will. You choose your relationships. You continue to choose them by remaining in them. You choose the people in your life in accordance with what you believe others to be. All those with whom you are in relationship choose you in accordance to their beliefs. Reality is what I believe it to be. There is no reality outside of myself. What appears to be in the world around you are perceptions unique to you alone. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder can also mean reality is in the eyes of the beholder. Everything you see is seen from your mind, your perceptions. All you see is filtered through your beliefs, and that is what you see as reality. There's no accident about what you experience, who is in your life, and what is happening in your life. You are the creator. You are the seer. You are the perceiver. You are the chooser. You are the doer. Your beliefs are so powerful that they attract outside people and circumstances that coincide with what you believe. Love attracts love. Fear attracts fear. You live in a responsive universe. It responds to what you put out. It responds to your energy. It responds to your beliefs. If you are wearing rose-colored glasses, you will see all things in your world with a rosy glow. If your glasses are gray-colored, everything will look gray to you. The rosy glasses will make you feel good, and so you will walk and talk with a sense of well-being. The gray-tinted glasses will make you feel depressed and anxious, and so you will walk and talk with tension and fear. People and conditions that you encounter will automatically respond to the way that you walk and talk. Attitudes of well-being will bring about positive responses. Attitudes of fear will bring about negative responses. You attract responses reflecting your own consciousness. Your beliefs about yourself, others, and the nature of reality are buried deep within. Consciousness is similar to an onion in that there are many layers. The outside skin of the onion represents what your conscious mind knows. As you peel the onion, the deeper you go into what represents the subconscious mind. For example, some things are on the tip of your tongue. This means that the information you seek is close to the surface, one of the outer layers of the onion. The heart of the onion can represent your subconscious mind. This is the part of you that is totally unconscious. You can help thoughts in that part of you filter up through the layers of the surface. But while they are in your subconscious mind, you are not aware of them. It is in this part of you, the heart of the onion, that your true beliefs reside. The skin of the onion and the heart of the onion are very different. Your conscious beliefs and your subconscious beliefs can also be very different. It is possible to think one thing consciously about yourself and on the subconscious level, think another. How is this split within the self possible? It occurs as a result of a series of defense mechanisms that are built into the personality. Though these defense mechanisms are designed to help, sometimes they can actually hurt, causing a split within yourself. If you're seeking well-being, it is essential that you become aware of your deepest, to the heart of the onion, beliefs. Why is it so important? Because your deepest to the core beliefs have created patterns in your life that you repeat over and over again. Your patterns have been based on your beliefs about yourself, others, and the nature of reality. Your patterns result from the following sequence of events. You think, you feel, you choose, and then you behave. What you believe will dictate your thoughts. These thoughts create an emotional reaction, which help determine your choices and behaviors. For example, if you believe that you are worthy, you will have thoughts about your worthiness, which will bring you feelings of well-being. These feelings of well-being will influence how you eat, dress, walk, communicate, and act. These feelings will influence everything about you. This is what creates your reality. If you carry negative or conflicting beliefs in the core of your onion, you will automatically create a reality in direct response to these beliefs. All this responding to beliefs happens in a split second, and usually on the subliminal level, just below the conscious level. Imagine the layer of the onion flesh just below the tough skin of the onion. This is the level in which most of your thinking and feeling is occurring. This means that you are not aware of most of your thoughts and feelings. Because your responses are habitual, they occur instantly. It is a mental habit that you don't even think about. You just do it. Some of your core beliefs are positive, and some are negative. Where do all these core beliefs come from? Where did they originate? To understand the answer to these questions, you must first understand the human experience, being in the womb. At some point after your conception, you began to develop an awareness of yourself and your experience. You began to feel, think, hear, even see. Your mind is very sensitive and responsive. You have a very active intelligence. For example, you can see light or darkness depending on whether your mother is in light or darkness. You can feel your mother's emotions, hear her conversations with others, experience her moods and the effects of what she has eaten or had to drink. You then interpret what all this means about you. Your well-being as a fetus is determined by all that you experience and your interpretations of your experience. You don't need to know language. You automatically respond to your experience. By the time you're born, you're already responding to beliefs about yourself, others, and the nature of reality as you see it. Your birth is of great importance in determining your core beliefs. If your birth experience is harmonious, you will respond with harmonious beliefs. If your birth is unpleasant or conflicting in any way, you will respond with conflicting beliefs. These beliefs help make up the core, or heart, of your onion. Your next several years of life are also very important in the development of your core beliefs. During childhood, your mind is in a state of receptivity and openness that you will never experience at any other time in your life. You take things personally, deeply, and literally. You don't know how to rationalize or analyze your experience. You simply respond to it as you perceive it. If it's positive, you'll respond with positive beliefs. If it's negative, you'll respond with negative beliefs. This condition of such openness continues to about the age of 10. The younger you are, the more open you are. As you grow older, you begin to develop a more conscious mind with more effective defenses. Your experience affects you to a lesser degree. The time between pre-birth to about age 4 is the most receptive time, and therefore the time that most of your core beliefs develop. Your beliefs can be influenced by later experience, but not to the same degree as when you were very young. As an adult, your perception of the world is quite different than during childhood. You're older and more experienced. You have much more control over your environment and your attitudes. You can change your perceptions of the world around you. You have the power to act and choose your responses. But as a child, you simply respond without thinking. Your choices are limited. Your experience between the womb and 10 is very vital to you. Your beliefs that stem from your experiences become locked in your consciousness. They are the heart of the onion. They are the foundation of your personality and influence you for the rest of your life. You learn who you are in your childhood. At least you learn who you think you are. Conflicting experiences in your childhood cause you to have conflicting beliefs about yourself. These conflicting beliefs influence your emotions and your actions. These emotions and actions become patterns. These patterns repeat over and over again. They become familiar to you. You have certain patterns of thought, feeling, and action. For example, you may have a pattern of how you think, feel, and act around authority figures. You may have certain patterns of behavior when you're under stress. You may handle problems in predictable ways. Your patterns can be observed in every aspect of your life. They are predictable, compulsive, and consistent. You are continuously responding to your early experiences. In many ways, you may define yourself by your patterns. You may also feel imprisoned by them. Because most of your patterns are subconscious, it is difficult to recognize them. Because your patterns are compulsive, they imprison you. Until you become aware of them and find their roots, you are responding like a puppet to your core beliefs. The key is to find out what your core beliefs really are and how you came to accept them. You can discover this valuable information about yourself. You can transform your core beliefs. By changing your core beliefs, you can change your feelings and reactions. You can change how you react to others. You can change your experience for the better. Now that you understand where your core beliefs originated, you are presented with choice. You have within you two centers of personal power. Both are in conflict. Both are very powerful. One is of high and loving energy, and one is unpredictable and often of low and fearing energy. Both cannot be in command at the same time. Both are in a struggle for supremacy. This drama goes on every minute of every day of your life, unceasingly. There are times you are acutely aware of this inner battle. Most of the time, you're not. Typically, you're responding automatically to the center in command and without conscious thought. Because you're unaware of your power centers, you're not in control of either of them. Whichever power center is in control is determined by cues received by your subconscious mind. These cues are provided by your everyday experience. You respond to everything that happens to you, all your interchanges, what you sensate, smell, eat, feel, hear, touch, and see. Depending on the cue, one or the other of your power centers will be stimulated into action. In that instant, you are then controlled compulsively by that particular power center. You consequently respond in direct accordance with what that particular power center dictates. Normally, you're under the illusion that you control your reactions. Actually, your reactions and therefore the very quality of your life is dictated by one or the other of your power centers, which is likely to be on automatic pilot. Your reactions in life determine the quality of your life experience. Events and circumstances are created by your attitudes, reactions, decisions, and feeling responses. You are the creator of your successes and failures. Your inner attitudes, reflected outward to all things and people, create. Most create unconsciously to a high degree and don't have a notion as how to take real conscious charge of their lives. By being aware of your two power centers and by learning how to master them, you determine the quality of your life. The higher your awareness and the greater your mastery of your power centers, the more satisfying your life. One power center is your inner child of your past experience. Your inner child of your past is all your feelings and memories, whether remembered or forgotten, from your childhood and infancy. Your inner child is not in conflict as long as the inner feelings and memories are in harmony, feel safe and loving. However, you and all of us have within a wounded child, a child who is not in harmony. This child of fear, anger, hurt, and shame enters into every experience in your present, wreaking havoc on your best-laid plans for peace and success. Your wounded child is unresolved about hurts from the past and brings his or her conflicting emotions into the present. Anything in the present can remind your wounded child of a past hurt, betrayal, loss, rejection, abandonment, attack, or upsetting experience. Your inner wounded child believes he or she is unsafe, unworthy, unloved, guilty, and destined to exist in the shadows of lifeless repression. Your wounded inner child feels a hopelessness and desperation that you have forgotten dwells within you. Your wounded inner child has stopped trying and lives only to manipulate around any challenge that he or she may encounter. Your wounded inner child feels totally helpless in making things work for the better and therefore avoids all risk-taking. His or her only hope is through the escape of forgetfulness, denial, and self-defeating defenses. Your wounded inner child is the source of your bad habits, compulsions, inharmonious relationships, failures, disappointments, upsetting emotions, addictions, and power struggles. Make no mistake, you have a wounded inner child within you. Denial of his or her existence only adds to the power that he or she has over you. Your inner child is a center within you that is so powerful that, left to its own devices, will run your life. Your only hope of gaining control of this power center is by coming to understand it so that you may heal it, communicate with it, and change it for the better. Your other power center is the part of you that knows and tells you the highest truths. It possesses great wisdom, acceptance, and unconditional love. It doesn't live in delusion or fear, but lives in courage, patience, balance, humility, forgiveness, and understanding. It is the seat of your intuition. In short, it is your great, loving, wise one within. This is a natural part of you, and is within you at this very moment. This is a part of you that finds joy in the face of adversity, overcomes in seemingly impossible obstacles, is able to forgive the unforgivable, and perseveres through impossible conditions with courage and will. It is the part of you that not only knows but experiences your true worthiness. It knows you are loved, safe, and innocent in the midst of dangerous and shaming events, and even in the midst of death. You can learn to tune into this wonderful energy within yourself. There are processes that automatically lead you to claiming your great loving wise one, and therefore claiming your highest personal power. Your great loving wise one loves so completely and unconditionally that it has the power to heal your wounded child. Your great loving wise one can literally contact and enlighten your wounded child, showing him or her a whole new perspective on life in the past and in the present. When your wounded child experiences your great loving wise one, he or she will be liberated from fear, anger, shame, and hurt. This transfers your life experience in the present from the control of the wounded child to the freedom and peace of the great loving wise one, your power center of greatness. It is meant for every human being to live fully from his or her great loving wise one. In time, as you learn the art of self-healing and mastery, you will increasingly live a life of joyful harmony and great success.